Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
What's up, Chicago? Welcome to Friday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Yesterday, I mentioned some news from the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. It's a new citizen panel that helps oversee the Chicago police. And my colleague Chip Mitchell is reporting that the panel shared three top finalists for Chicago Police Superintendent yesterday. They voted unanimously for Sean Barnes, a police chief in Madison, Wisconsin, and two folks from CPD, counterterrorism chief Larry Snelling and constitutional police and reform chief Angel Novales. Commissioner Ramel Terry said any of the three could lead CPD toward its key goals.
Reduce crime and violence, emphasize community-based and constitutional policing, provide better working conditions for police officers and better support their mental and physical health, and achieve full compliance of the consent decree.
Mayor Brandon Johnson has 30 days to choose one of the finalists. So most of us have either had COVID or know plenty of folks who have had it, but do you know anybody with long COVID? That would be lingering symptoms after the sickness has otherwise cleared up, like brain fog, shortness of breath, chest pain. Well, researchers at Northwestern Medicine just released their findings from a 3-year study of long COVID. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana spoke to Dr. Mark Sala from Northwestern's Comprehensive COVID-19 Center. He says patients are reporting they don't get the support they need for their symptoms.
Many of them have developed chronic oxygen needs, lung damage to the point of being, you know, not able to work and potentially worse. And so a lot of what we've had to do is navigate the social spectrum for them so that they can get the support they need.
The study focused on 1,800 patients, and most of them reported a decrease in their quality of life. Half reported cognitive impairment, and nearly half had altered lung function. Mayor Brandon Johnson spent last night bartending at a hotel downtown. My colleague, Adore Namigade, went down there to check it out.
Johnson poured gin and tonic cocktails for attendees at the progressive nonprofit Netroots Nations conference. His bartending wasn't a career change, but a way to highlight how restaurant workers are underpaid. Right before he served up drinks, Johnson gave a keynote on the issue.
We have too many people who are working hard every single day and cannot afford to live in the very city in which they work in.
The Chicago City Council will vote on legislation to require restaurants to pay workers full minimum wage plus tips next Wednesday.
That was WBEZ reporter Adora Namigade. And now for a few quick hits. Yesterday was the 10th anniversary of the Black Lives Matter movement, which was founded in response to the acquittal of George Zimmerman after he fatally shot Trayvon Martin. BLM activists and organizers are marking a decade of the movement with in-person and virtual events, plus calls to action, including a renewed push to defund police departments and reinvest in Black communities. And Cook County officials have been working on debris cleanup after severe storms, including tornadoes, tore through the region on Wednesday. Officials with the Department of Energy Management and Regional Security say the storms caused power outages and damage to buildings and trees. The National Weather Service has confirmed 7 tornadoes in parts of Cook County and other counties and says its survey teams are still in the field. And the Chicago Treasurer's Office has launched a new $5,000 scholarship for first-year college students. It's open to any city resident who enrolls at a 2-year or 4-year institution as a freshman this fall. The deadline to apply is August 6th. 4 winners will be announced at an event at Chicago State University at the end of August. You can find more information on the Scholarship Opportunities page at the Chicago City Treasurer website. As for the weather, a few showers earlier this morning, but they should slack up soon. Partly cloudy for the rest of the day with a chance of more showers this afternoon, high going up to the upper 80s. Over the weekend, high temperatures in the low 80s with some rain and maybe thunderstorms here and there as well. And that's it for this morning, but we've got one more episode coming out this week. The Northwestern University hazing situation has been peppering the news both locally and nationally, but we're going to get pretty comprehensive with it this afternoon. how this whole thing started, the role of student journalists, and what might happen next.
I'm going to be very curious to see just about, like, maybe an external investigation, because under Illinois law, hazing is illegal.
My colleague, WBEZ higher ed reporter Lisa Phillip, is back on the show to talk about it. That's today at 2 o'clock on The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. We'll talk to you then.